This is Eric Nyquist, news director with Four Corners Broadcasting, and today I'm joined by the executive director of the Durango Chamber of Commerce, Jack Llewellyn, and we're here to talk about the Survey 2.0, PPP loans, and some virtual meetings that the chamber has going on, among some other topics. Jack, how's it going over there?
Well, Groundhog Day, you know. I'm actually, we joked about, we're recording this on Friday, but it's kind of funny, Eric, how the days just kind of run together, don't they?
They absolutely do. Yeah, we actually watched Groundhog Day kind of early in the pandemic, and it certainly
watch
feels
it
like that.
Again and again and.
Yeah, we're going to watch it every day, every morning, exactly. So the chamber now conducted a survey at sort of in the early phases of the government shutdown and the COVID outbreak, and now there's Survey 2.0. What can you tell us about this second survey and why you're conducting it?
Yeah, so the second survey, it closes out today, Friday, and right now we have about 210 responses, and it's interesting because one of the things that jumped out to me is about 55%, and I'm going to say about, maybe right around that as I looked earlier this week, but 55% did not fill out our first survey, and 45% did. So looking at those statistics, kind of a different different lens we're looking through. But some of the things that really jump out are businesses are not going to be able to be around. They, you know, we say, how long can you, continue under the current circumstances? And the majority of them have said they've either closed temporarily or 1 to 5 months is their projected ability to persist. And that to me is alarming. And that's, 50% of those respondent roughly. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but that have said that. And that's 50% of our businesses in Durango. So I'm encouraging people, take some of the stimulus money that you got on an individual level and try and support your local businesses. Give them a call. Find out how you can buy a gift card or go to Share the Love, which downtowndurango.org, the Business Improvement District, Chamber and Local First, and Four Corners Broadcasting. Thank you for your support, has partnered on, and you can go to the online marketplace and support. Going back with the survey, businesses are, I think it was 38% wanted business interruption insurance to be paid. Currently, insurance companies do not pay on pandemic interruption, and the Durango Chamber of Commerce, along with 100 other chambers throughout the United States, has signed on to encourage legislatures to change that and have insurance companies pay on business interruption insurance. And the thought is we've run out of PPP money. All the allocations, the $350 million, has been distributed, so to speak. And if the insurance companies would pay on business interruption, then the government could look at only having to bail out, let's say, 10, 15 insurance companies versus 50 million businesses.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that a number of times, and that sounds like a good idea. And you're saying the PPP loans, you're hearing from businesses and banks that's starting to dry up?
Yeah, they're not taking any more applications right now. All the funds have been allocated, and so if you have not been approved or got your application in, that funding mechanism right now is closed. So I know the legislatures and Senate and House are looking at opening up some more funds. I've heard $250 billion, excuse me, with a B, is the next wave that might occur. But again, now they're starting to say, one side of the House might be saying, we want more for hospitals and health care, and I think the Republican side saying, no, we want it just for small business under 500 employees because we need more money. So it's being discussed right now and debated. So if you have a feeling about that, write Bennett, Gardner, or Tipton in our area, and let them know what you're feeling. The legislatures want to hear from you, so send them an email, give them a phone call, things of that nature. They do need to hear, and that's some of the things we're going to be forwarding as well from our survey. We did it last time, and we'll forward all of our data and information. I'll be doing an analysis with Rogers Alnoritis over the weekend, and we'll be forwarding that to you know, to our legislatures, both, you know, local, state, federal. I'll send you a copy of the summary and the actual answers, and we have a voice.
We do, yeah. It's a great thing that you're doing with this survey. And so it you mentioned that it closes out today, but how can people fill it out here at the last minute?
Yeah, so if you shoot myself or Rita, jack@durangobusiness.org or rita@durangobusiness.org, we will send you the link to the survey, and then you can easily fill it out.
Perfect, perfect. And then we touched on the Share the Love campaign that's going on right now. I saw this morning that was up to, or I guess it was as of Wednesday, it was up to $39,000 for local businesses. And so this is a website that allows people to go online and shop at their favorite local businesses and support them during this time. What else can you tell us about Share the Love right now?
Yeah, Share the Love was something that we saw actually being done up in Buena Vista. Salida Chambers were doing it. And so about the same time the Chamber saw it, so did Business Improvement District. Tim Walsworth and I, we collaborate on everything. And he said, you know, I can have Tanya take the lead. And I said, great, you take the lead. I'll have Peggy do a supporting role, helping enter all the information. So, it was a collaborative effort. And any business can post something on there. This needs to be new merchandise. It can be a service. It can be, you know, rentals like up at Obaro Cabins, things like that. Go on the downtowndurango.org, and you can click right at the top, Share the Love. Go into the marketplace and see what's available. There's gift cards. There's, like I say, merchandise. There's artwork. There's jewelry. I mean, just a variety of stuff, and it's all local businesses, and it's a great way to support local business. I know our goal by the end of the month is $75,000. Sounds like we're on pace to hit that. And yeah, it's just it puts money into the business, and 100% of what's paid goes to that business. I think Alpine Bank and Durango Motor Company are picking up any associated fees with the credit card processing, and thank you, big shout outs to them for doing that. So it's an opportunity to support. I've got to talk to Tim and see if we're going to extend the deadline a little further and continue to allow people to post stuff on the marketplace.
Fantastic. Yeah, I saw it goes through April 26th. That would be great if it could be extended. I wonder if it could even be made permanent after the coronavirus ends.
You know, yeah, we've been talking about that and what are some of the things that, you know, I'm going to call it local eBay, but being able to do that and, you know, having something different than an online garage sale, because this is brand new merchandise, things of that nature, and having something that, you know, you can go to. You know, Eric, I got to say, I'm hearing so many new ideas that are coming out of this. I know Mark Cuban, you know, the Shark Tank and Dallas Mavericks owner, he talked about it. He said, this, in times like this, you're going to see the entrepreneurial spirit come out. You know, what they're doing down at the Maker Lab with Ryan over there and things that they're working on. It just is incredible to see that human spirit and entrepreneurial spirit come alive, and I fully anticipate the new, not the Makerspace, the Innovation Center that Fort Lewis is part of in the main mall, and that's also going to bring new ideas.
Right, yeah, I think so. It's an interesting point about how situations like this can inspire that creativity, that innovation.
Absolutely.
And one way that people can learn more is that the Chamber's holding a bunch of virtual meetings that I thought was really cool, because a lot of those meetings deal with some of the topics we're dealing with right now.
Right. Yeah. So the Chamber of Commerce, you know, we're kind of known for putting on our training sessions and educational seminars. So between the Chamber and Southwest Disaster Assistance, I'll talk about that in a second, but we have some upcoming things. We actually, today at noon, we're doing one which is Taking Care of Yourself from Home. Myself, Sheree, my wife, Don Roberts, and Cindy Schmidt. Don owns 24/7 Fitness Solutions. Cindy Schmidt, Pathways PT, are going to be presenting on saying what we need to do to take care of ourselves. April 22nd, Laura Ritz is doing Zooming 101. We've all been doing Zoom meetings. I'm learning how to host them myself. April 28th, Leading in Times of Crisis with Susie Fair. May 5th, Coffee at Home, which is replacing Coffee at Carver's. And then May 6th, Grow with Google. Actually, Google is putting that on, and we're opening that up to our members. And May 7th, Future of Work is Now. And again, that's going to be by Susie Fair. So go to DurangoBusiness.org. Across the top, it says events. Click on events, and you can look at all of those and register. And Eric, we're not charging for any of these. We feel like we want to provide educational opportunities and enrichment to the Durango community above and beyond our members. So all of these are open and they're free.
Fantastic. Wow. That's a lot going on with the chamber. It's amazing. It almost seems like you haven't slowed down a bit, almost increased during this time.
You know, I would say we've increased, you know, and I look at every day I'm on 4 to 6 Zoom meetings, whether it's at the federal level. Yesterday I was on a meeting with the U.S. Chamber, and they had some incredible national speakers that were doctors. They were talking about, one was from an economic standpoint, but they're all talking about data and testing and how we need the testing and testing results in order to get ahead of this, and how important those tests are, which now Cedar Diagnostics, you can get a test done through Cedar Diagnostics. You need a doctor order, but you know, there might be a $75 fee, but we've got to accumulate the data. And then we're also working on a recovery task force through the Southwest COTA folks. And this task force, we're talking about what does coming out of this look like. It's going to be, I'm going to say, a slow drip opening of businesses. We're not just going to be able to turn the faucet on. You know, if you're a business, you might be able to open very, very limited, but everybody that comes has to have a mask on. You have hand sanitizer before entering, or like I've heard liquor stores are doing, they have a table set up outside. You tell them what you want, they go in and get it. All the transactions are done outside the place of business. So, but just know we are going to get through this. The Southwest Disaster Assistance Task Force is working diligently to figure out how we start opening up businesses when it's allowed, and a lot of precautionary measures will be taken. So stay tuned for that.
Very good, very good. And what is, again, the Durango Chamber of Commerce website address for people?
It's DurangoBusiness.org, and again, the SWCODA.org is the other go-to site. And there's all the information. You can go on there and look up what courses they're doing, because they're also doing some training vignettes, I'm going to call them, and some videos. So we're working with them. We might have a couple a day, but there are opportunities to take advantage of how to learn. And, I mean, in our session today, and I have not done a good job of this, Eric, and I am going to start scheduling in stretching. You know, taking time to go for a 15-minute walk. I have found that working at home, I don't do any of that. And I've got to start scheduling it. So a reminder to everybody, take care of your physical health. Take care of your mental health. People I know are getting very depressed during this. But we will get through it, and know that you're not alone and there is help out there. And, you know, reach out to the chamber. We'll hook you up if you're feeling like you need help in something.
Very good. Well, Jack, thanks for all your efforts down at the Chamber and all your staff's efforts. That's pretty much all the specific questions that I had today, but anything else that you'd like to add?
You know, no, I think if anybody has any questions, again, my email is jack@durangobusiness.org. Reminder, they're doing the Feed the Frontline Durango. That's through Local First, Ryan Lowe over at the Ore House. One other thing, the city sales tax. If you're a business, you can go to durangogov.org/sales tax, and you can fill out an application to delay paying your sales tax. So the city has recognized that it might be more important to let businesses defer and hold off on paying their sales tax and pay their employees, pay their rent, just to help keep their doors open. So a lot of information going on, and it's all available, again, at DurangoBusiness.org.
Fantastic. Yeah, a lot of information indeed. Again, Jack, thanks for all that you're doing. Again, that's all the specific questions that I had. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet, Eric. Thank you, and have a great day. Stay safe.
All right, very good. You too, Jack. For FCB Chamber Chat and for your information, I'm Eric Nyquist.